This is Robert Martellacci, the MindShare Learning Report. I'm here at Echo 2011, and we're here at the Minds on Media event, and I have the good fortune of having a MindShare Learning moment with Leslie Connery, the Deputy Chief Executive Officer of the International Society for Technology in Education. Thank you for joining me this afternoon, Leslie.
Thank you, Robert. It's fun to be here with you and at the Echo Conference.
Well, and welcome to Canada.
Thank you. It's a wonderful place to be.
So you've been to Canada in the past, and what are your impressions this afternoon at the Minds on Media event that's being held here, and your time that you've spent with some of the educators in the last couple of days?
Great. Well, I've been here 2 days at the Echo Conference, and then, as you said, today all day at the Minds on Media. And some of the things that have been most inspiring are the stories that I'm hearing teachers tell about what's going on in their buildings. And one of the things that I've found really inspiring is I'll talk to a teacher about what's happening, and I'll say, is this happening, or ask, is this happening in your classroom only, or are other teachers doing this? What happens when you're doing these great things? And I've talked to so many people who say, oh, it's not just me. I do this with all the second grade teachers, or our whole fifth grade is collaborating on a project like this. And that's really exciting to me, because many of the places I travel, not just in the United States, but globally, there's pockets of teachers doing wonderful things, but less great stories about schools where teachers are collaborating to use technology. And it really feels like here in Ontario, there's a passion and a school-wide movement happening.
It's an exciting time, and as you said, there's pockets of innovation, and you know, we've partnered on our national contest and our EdTech Summit and pushing the 21st century envelope, if you will. We don't have a national department of education, so having ISTE as a partner is a vital part of the success equation, if you will, in terms of the Echo Conference and others across the Canadian landscape. So you're reaching out more so internationally. You're putting the I in ISTE, if you will.
Absolutely. And we do it through affiliates like Echo, and there's 7 other affiliates in Canada. And right. We have affiliates in India. We have a brand new affiliate in the Philippines. So, and many affiliates down in Australia. So it's through our affiliate organizations as well as individual members from 75 countries around the globe that we're able to get that conversation really ramped up.
Now, you have certain standards that you've created, the NET standards, and at the leadership level you have some new standards that you've introduced.
Right. We have the NETS suite of standards. So with the NETS, there's standards for students, standards for teachers, and standards for school leaders. Plus, we just introduced 2 new sets, one for coaches, technology coaches, and another for computer science educators. So there's the NETS suite of standards. Right. And then the other standards project we've worked on has been with UNESCO, and that's the ICT-CFT framework that's a global set of standards as well.
Fantastic. And you have your annual conference coming up this year. It's in San Diego, one of my favorite cities. And so perhaps you can tell us a little bit about the theme around that and why Canadian educators might want to venture down to San Diego.
Oh, and I probably shouldn't focus on the weather and the sun and the harbor, right, and the boats.
Not at all.
The name of the conference, or the theme of the conference, is Expanding Horizons, and it's about expanding horizons for students and learners, expanding horizons for us as educators, just the idea of as the globe shrinks, we're all expanding our horizons. So that, and then also it's a place with beautiful horizons around it. And the reason to come to San Diego is because there's a lot of reasons, but one is because of the incredible energy of people who come together to share what they're doing, again, from all over the globe. So it's just an exciting upbeat place to be. Plus, you can't deny that San Diego always has perfect weather. It's absolutely beautiful. So it's a fun place to be. It's a fun place to take your family. But I really think that the best thing for people is the environment that happens inside the conference hall instead of even outside. It's the enthusiasm and the excitement, much like you see here today at Minds on Media.
Absolutely. And we always enjoy partnering with ISTE and honoring our national contest winners. at the ISTE event, and we partner with the federal government. So I hope you're able to join us when that takes place on the Tuesday of ISTE, and we'll be sure to get you an invitation. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. I'll make a point of being there. I wouldn't miss it.
Absolutely. That was Dr. Leslie Connery of the International Society for Technology and Learning. My name is Robert Martellacci of the Mindshare Learning Report, and until next time, keep the learning curve steep.